Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
He got mad at Miss Tomei about her, she gets mad a lot sometimes. And
gets mad a lot sometimes.
Well, you know, gets
that's
going
to be on my tombstone.
These are the plaintiffs, Susan Tomei and Robert Hedges. Susan says the defendant, Robert's brother, owes them all sorts of money for things like a moving truck, hotel, gas, even a tour of Graceland. The defendant promised to reimburse them, hasn't lived up to his agreement, and they're now here to teach him a lesson. They're suing him for the $4,227.93 they are owed. This is the defendant, Francis Hedges. He says he was like the goose that kept laying the golden eggs for the plaintiffs. Neither of them had a job. He paid all the bills while he lived with them. And now the relationship he has with his brother is completely kaput. Owe them money? Ha! He's accused of being a moocher.
All parties, please raise your right hand.
You are about to witness is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual litigants with a case pending in civil court. Both parties have agreed to drop their claims and have their cases settled here before Judge Marilyn Million in our forum, the People's Court.
Be seated. Come to order, please. Litigants have been sworn, yeah.
Thank you, Douglas. Okay, Susan Tomei and Robert Hedges.
Correct.
You are suing Francis Hedges, Robert's brother, for $4,227.93 that you say he owes you in moving costs and refuses to pay, correct?
Yes.
What happened?
He gave me a call around August and said that he needed to relocate to New York and if I would help him out. He also stated that if I helped him, he would reimburse me for the cost to move him up.
Okay.
He also said that if he could stay with us, and I told him that it'd be very tight because it was a one-bedroom apartment. We have two dogs, and that I'd have to ask Susan because she owns, it's a co-op that she owns. I spoke it over with her. She agreed that he could stay on a temporary basis until he got a job.
Where was he going to stay?
He was staying
on the couch?
No, he was using the bedroom because he worked 11 p.m. At night till 7 in the morning.
Okay.
He worked an overnight shift.
Okay.
So I gave up the room during the day so he could sleep until he could go to work.
You're from New York. You're bringing him back to New York from where?
Texas.
Houston.
All right. And how did you get to Houston?
Drove there.
Okay. So how long did that take?
2 days.
2 days without stopping?
We stopped.
The first night we stopped, but we had nowhere to stay because there was a race in Bristol, Tennessee that weekend. So we ended up sleeping in the truck in a parking lot.
Oh, for the love of God.
Then
all right.
The third day we made it.
So you pick him up, and then what happens?
Well, I rented a truck.
What kind of truck?
It was a 16-foot box truck from Budget.
Okay. Like a moving?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. How much did you pay for this, for the moving truck?
It was $632.51.
Do you have proof of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So.
Here's the credit card statement.
You pick up the truck.
Yes.
There's hotels along the way. There's gas.
Of course.
Do you have the proof of the gas?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We got it.
All the gas is on here.
You picked up the truck. Did you spend some time in Houston or no?
A few days. I got down there probably about Tuesday, early Tuesday morning, I think it was.
All right. Then he gets to New York and then stays with you for how long before he gets a job?
He had a job already. I found him one through the internet because he works for a hotel. So I found him a place that he could transfer to. He applied for it. They hired him on the spot. So pretty much when he got up here, he got the job.
And doing what?
He works, I guess, as a reservationist.
Okay. And why did he have to move back to New York at a time when he couldn't afford to do it without your help?
He just said he was on his, down on his luck, and I asked him if he could ask my sister, who was a little bit more financially sound than I was, and he claimed that she was unable to help him at the time. And I was his only person to call.
So he gets a job on the spot, and then how long does he live with you?
About 7 weeks.
And how did he end up not living with you? What happened?
He got mad at Ms. Tomei about her, she gets mad a lot sometimes. And
gets mad a lot sometimes.
Well,
it's going to be on my tombstone.
It's a tight apartment. You know, two dogs. And I don't like cleaning up after extra people,
Right. That's why I wouldn't have them over, but go ahead, go on.
And that's, sometimes
so
I
what
would
happened?
Get upset.
Was there a blow up?
And there was a blow up, and he said, I can't take this no more.
This was the night before he went to work. He came in and said, I'm going to be moving within 30 days. So we said, fine.
And then the next morning, I said, well, if you don't like it here, you can go. He says, well, you'll have to get the police to get me out. So then we proceeded to write a letter. We drafted up a letter and said he had 30 days. And when we came back with the letter, we found him and all his belongings gone.
No note.
No note, no nothing.
Have you talked to your brother since then?
He changed his phone number and tried to contact him.
Can I just ask you, did you have a good relationship with your brother before this?
Yeah, I think so.
How often would you speak?
We spoke quite often, weekly.
This has to be painful.
It is. For money to get involved with it, When he left, he didn't leave no note saying how he would try to make an effort to pay.
And the only reason...
Mr. Hedges, what happened?
Well, Your Honor, last year I had what you might call a financial meltdown. I was distressed. I had gone through a bankruptcy. And, I just couldn't take the pressure anymore. So in my talkings with my brother, I told him, I need to get out of Texas. I don't know what to do. And he offered to help me out. It's not like I begged him. He offered.
Okay. And why do they have to pay for your move? I mean, because we're talking about not an insubstantial amount of money.
Yes, I understand.
I mean, it's over $3,000 in expenses in order to get to help you move.
I was going to just turn the key on the apartment where I was living and leave everything. That's how desperate it was. And he pressured me. No, take your stuff. And I'll come down and help you.
How big was the gun that he put to your head?
No, there was no gun.
Right. So are you looking me in the eye and saying that was a gift to you? What are you saying?
Well, there was no expectation for a repayment of it.
Ever? So it was a gift?
Mm-hmm.
They were giving you a $3,000
gift? Yes, and she stated so on her Facebook account. She asked for nothing in return.
Let's see what you're referring to on the Facebook account.
Okay.
Had you met her before this?
I met her briefly in November for Thanksgiving the year before.
Where's the rest of it?
I don't know if I have the rest of it.
I don't. It's 9 months ago. Could have had a baby in that time.
This might be the other half of it here.
Oh, that was about food at the apartment.
So remind me, because now the kids have moved on from Facebook, so I don't have to visit Facebook anymore. But how does that work? This is a post by her to you that everybody sees?
Yes. And Your Honor, if I may also add.
And you're basing not having to pay them back for any of this on her statement, we asked for nothing in return?
Yes, Your Honor, they didn't ask for anything in return.
Okay, well, it's one thing to not ask for you to pay them for their time. It's another thing to not ask for you to pay for your own stuff. Because part of this also is storage unit. From the time you got there until you stopped paying, how long did you pay storage?
6 months.
Why would you keep paying the storage when he had walked out without a note?
Well,
we gave him an opportunity to either start paying on the storage or he had 6 weeks.
You gave him a 5-month opportunity?
Well, we consulted a lawyer and the lawyer said that we should give him, have to contact him and give 30 days.
Yeah, but you gave, how much was it a month?
$195 a month.
Right, so you waited 6 months. How's that 30 days?
Well, no, we were trying to contact him.
We were trying to contact him, and then one of my attorney friends said, write him a letter, say you got 6 weeks to get your stuff out, or start paying. And then the 6 weeks came and went.
What happened to your stuff that was in storage?
I have no idea, Your Honor. I have a letter saying
that. But you know that you had stuff in storage?
He never
made it. I did. I had no money to pay it, Your Honor.
But he was working.
When they came down to so-called help me move, It was a two-sided trip. The first side was a vacation for
both. Oh, I can't think of nothing more that I would want to do with my time than rent a truck for you to move.
The whole plan was for my brother to come down alone. I have airline benefits, so I was going to get him a free ticket to come down, and we were going to get a truck and go up. But then he calls me. He says, no, they're on their way down, and they're going to bring the two dogs, and we'll see you when we get there. And I said, Rob, I can't allow dogs in my apartment. His attitude was, oh, what do you care? You're going to be leaving. So on the way down, they stopped off and had their little tourist adventure in Nashville.
Dude, nobody's asking you to pay for their time. I agree with you if they were asking for somehow for you to pay for their time. All they're asking is that they not be out of pocket for your move. I don't understand why this is...
Well, they're really not out of pocket because...
How are they not out of pocket? Did you pay for gas?
No.
Did you pay for the moving truck rental?
No.
Did you pay for the storage unit?
No.
Did you pay for your own ticket to Graceland?
No.
Did you pay for the moving supplies?
No.
Did you pay for the moving straps at Home Depot?
I couldn't, Your Honor.
Okay.
Was broke.
No, I know you couldn't. What I don't get is why you feel that you don't have to eventually. That's your premise. Your premise is I was never going to do this.
Because he said he would help me.
Help you means put $3,000 in your pocket without ever having him. I could be helping you by giving you an interest-free loan, and I'm helping you because you don't have the money, so I'm helping you, but that doesn't mean you don't have to pay me back. That doesn't mean I'm giving you a $3,000 gift. Are they in a position to give you a $3,000-something gift?
I don't know.
I think you do. So tell me about the time that you're there. Do you pay for anything while you're there?
Yes, Your Honor.
What did you pay?
My paychecks, which I have copies of, were cashed at her bank, and the money was deposited into her account.
So you just, it was like she was your girlfriend or wife, you would just hand her your whole paycheck?
Neither of them had a paycheck at the time.
So you would hand her your paycheck and never see any of it?
That's correct.
How many times could you have possibly done that in 5 weeks?
Every week.
I'm sorry, what you would put your money, you had no bank account.
No.
So you would put your money in her account, and she would do what with it?
I don't know.
You never saw any of your money?
No,
is that what you're saying?
As far as I know.
Did you see any of your money?
No.
So you worked, you gave her your paycheck how many weeks?
For the whole time I was there.
Which is how many weeks?
6 to 7 weeks. Probably I'd say 7. I moved out October. I moved in September 1st, and I moved out October 22nd.
Okay. I'm trying to understand you. You're working, and you need some money in your pocket. How is it that you would hand your entire paycheck to somebody and not get a penny back?
Because I was grateful they took me in. That's why, Your Honor.
Welcome back to the People's Court, Harvey Levin here. So, suppose you have a sibling and you loan them money and they completely disrespect you and say, I'm just not going to pay you back. Would you sue your sibling?
It depends.
No. You got to give me a yes or no.
Oh, yes.
You would sue him?
Yes.
Because?
Because it's still my money.
It's your money. What do you think?
Depending on how much.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's not about principle, it's about amount.
Yes.
$500?
No.
$1,000?
Yes.
Okay, now we know, right? Okay, you're the last one.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why?
Money's not everything. I wouldn't talk to them anymore, but
oh God,
I wouldn't sue them.
$20,000?
Nope.
$100?
Nope.
$500,000?
Yes, you would.
Oh, come on. Get real with me for a second. Ah, she'd do it in a second. Go inside the courtroom.
I have proof here that the first paycheck he deposited on 9/18, the very first one, was for $298.43. And then he deposited, and that went towards food and stuff for the house. And then he deposited his second paycheck, which was $399. Out of the $399, he wanted me to give him $200, and that was the only two paychecks he gave me, and I got the proof here.
Okay, so that means then that you got roughly $500 from him, right?
Correct, about
$490-something.
Yes.
All right.
And that went towards Did
you have a good relationship with your brother?
Yes, I did before this.
What effort have you made to reach out to your brother? What happened here, by the way? Why'd you move out?
Because she goes off on these verbally abusive, violently uncontrollable. She starts throwing things around in her kitchen, saying that she's got, oh, I can't hold on to it, I got arthritis. But she's actually flinging things around in her kitchen.
Okay, what did she say that offended you that made you want to move out?
She curses, she belittles my brother, and he just stands there and doesn't say anything to
her. Like what?
She calls him a moron, SOB, you name it, it comes out of her mouth.
Okay. And what was she getting mad about? Were you messy?
No, yes. I wasn't messy.
No?
No, no, ma'am. It seems like all she ever said was, we all have to make adjustments, but I seem to be the only one making the adjustments.
What adjustments are you making? What adjustments were you making?
I was being a good, a good person to live there. I mean, I didn't have a room. I had a pull-out single bed. I had the dogs barking and everything all the time. I'm trying to get to sleep. They knew I was working nights. Yes, they did let me use her bed. But while I'm trying to sleep, she's in the bathroom playing tug of war right outside the bathroom with her dog barking.
Have you made any effort to reach out to your brother?
No, not since I left.
Why? What did he do wrong?
He started irritating me with phone calls and text, and they smeared me all over any social media page where they could find my name. That's why, Your Honor.
She wrote something. What did he write? You have that?
Well, I think I have a copy of that.
Have you made any effort to reach out to your brother?
Yes, Your Honor. He changed his phone number. I sent
him. Did you change your phone number?
Yes, because he was making harassing phone calls to me.
What was he saying in the phone call?
He was telling me, I don't ever want to see you. I don't know where you are. I don't care what happens to you. You know.
Is that the kind of phone calls you were making?
No, Your Honor.
What kind of phone calls were you making?
I was trying to call him to find out what kind of an attempt he was going to pay me. He never answered. I texted him, told him that, you know, that after what I did, he treated me like that, the way he treated me, that to just get up and leave. I called him a deadbeat and said that, I thought you changed over the years, because when I was a teenager, he inherited almost $80,000 from my mother when she died. And he gave me only like $2,000, and he squandered the rest of the money.
Why did he get all the money?
It was willed to him through my mother.
Why?
I was only 16 years old at the time.
Oh, how old was he?
He was 21, 22.
Still.
I know. That's what I got.
Is that true?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. My mother left me no monies, but she did leave me the house.
What was the equity in the house?
The equity that I got when I sold it was $40,000. And out of that, $30,000 of those dollars had to pay off the loans against the house.
So what was your profit? $10,000?
$10,000, yes.
Does he know that?
He should.
He doesn't write anything until 2 months later.
Well,
this is the best you can do. It's really kind of inexcusable. Well, I hope this year will be better. Last year, I went through hip surgery and got a call from my brother in Texas. He asked me for help in relocating him, drove 3,600 miles to find out I'd come back, and he stuck me with debt. Happy New Year to my deadbeat brother. Just remember, you only have two sisters left. Who will you shaft next? All right, I've heard enough. I'm going to order you to pay back the expenses that I see. I'm not going to order you to pay emotional distress. I am going to order you, however, to pay back the documented expenses. As far as the $500 that you... Do you have any proof that it was more than $500?
$500 of the checks? Yeah, I just gave the checks, the copies of the checks, with both her signature
underneath
and my signature. They were all cashed and deposited in the bank.
I only have two.
Moral support or a witness?
Moral support.
Who is she?
That's our sister.
Which sister are you?
I'm the eldest.
What do you think about all this?
I'm surprised that my brother didn't call me for help.
You haven't talked to each other in 3 years.
No, this brother,
this
Francis.
Brother. He never called you?
He didn't call me for help, which I was surprised that he didn't do that. I was well above my means to be able to help him.
Is this the sister who you say...
He claimed on the phone that she wasn't unable to help.
So according to him, he told him that he had called you and that you couldn't help him. Had you told him that?
No. I said I didn't want to bother her, and he egged me on to that effect, saying, no, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Just come up to New York.
I didn't even know he was here.
When did you find out he was here?
Probably a few weeks after he got here.
How?
I was trying to reach him in Texas, because we would talk off and on. And
he had been here for weeks and hadn't called you?
A few weeks, yeah.
Didn't that
maybe 3 weeks.
Make you upset?
Mm-hmm.
So what did he say when he surfaced?
He told me that, he was uncomfortable staying there.
And so did you take him in?
No, he found a place on his own.
How do you figure... Do you figure that he owes him money for the move?
I think my brother Francis was lured into them coming down to move, because the way I understand it, he offered my brother to go down and help him pack up a few things. Next thing he knows, they're packing up the whole apartment.
If somebody's coming down to get you, there's a reason. It's because you're bringing something back and you need help with it. So I'm not buying this, oh, they lured me into coming back and renting a van and doing, I'm just not buying it.
Well, he was surprised when they phoned him and said, we're on our way. That's the information
that I have. Did you surprise him by being on your way?
No, Your Honor.
I mean, nobody surprises somebody by being on their way. I mean, there had to have been a plan beforehand.
He called me.
I don't even want to hear anymore.
Okay.
I'm done. Pay what you owe, which is just your own costs. They're your expenses. $3,727.93. Verdict for the plaintiff.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Defendant has to pay what he owes, and he comes out into the hallway after losing this case. Step right up here. What's your thought on this? Look what's going on in the family.
Well, yes, it's something that is tearing a family apart. I was, as I said, penniless. I had no place else to turn. There was never any promise to make any monetary reimbursement. And,
you never had any problem with your brother. What started it? Is the other woman on the other side of the courtroom the cause of this problem?
That's partially true. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right, step on in here. Are you the cause of all these problems? Come a little closer. I'm not going to bite
not.
You.
No.
No.
She's not.
No? Well, you're estranged from the brother. You're estranged from the sister. Mm-hmm. But you got her.
That's it. Yeah, we're getting married, so.
Good luck, Harvey.
You know what? What I would do if I were you, if you're in a situation like this, is sit down with a relative and say, look, is it worth ruining the relationship over this amount of money? Because you're going to do it. And maybe they'll say yes. But sometimes that kind of conversation can produce results. And that will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you compare quotes from multiple local pros, browse homeowner reviews, and even book a service instantly. Angie's been connecting people with skilled pros for nearly 30 years. So the next time you have a home project, bring it to Angie to get your job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is the plaintiff, Ashina McCormick. She says the defendant, her on-again, off-again ex, borrowed her car and wrecked it. The defendant told her she'd come up with a down payment for her for another car, but hasn't, so here they are. Once the defendant went out and bought herself a new car, she knew they were done and over with. And now she's suing her for the $3,000 she was promised. This is the defendant, Denise Lloyd. She says she admits to being an offender bender with the plaintiff's car, but she gave her $500 to cover it. Then they broke up, and all of a sudden she's being sued because she went out and bought herself a new car? Please, honey, let it go. She's accused of letting her gal pal down.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case on the docket, the plaintiff says her ex wrecked her car, wouldn't pay, and went out and bought herself another car. But the defendant says it was just a fender bender. It's the case of, now I'm going to wreck you.
Thank you, Douglas.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Okay. Ashina McCormick, you are suing Denise Lloyd for $3,000 that you say she owes you for a down payment on a car after she crashed your car, correct?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me. What happened?
I was asleep. She had borrowed my car to go to work, and she got into an accident in front of my college. So I woke up to a bunch of messages, and so when I get there, she tells me that she was on the side, and somebody tried to speed up past around her and hit her. So
where was the damage?
My front driver's side in the front. So I asked, as it happened in front of my school, I asked if I could see the tape. And when I seen the tape, that's not
why did you do that?
Because certain things happen where she doesn't always completely tell me the truth.
So you had a suspicion that it might not be truthful.
Right, because it was a one way. So
okay.
I asked to see the tape, and that's not what happened.
Did you actually see the accident on the tape?
Yes.
Do you have the tape?
No, they said they only kept it for 20 days.
Did you confront her?
Yeah, I asked her what happened. She said, oh, that's not what happened. And then we seen the tape. She's just like, oh, well, maybe I thought I seen it a different way, this and that. Like, I was just over it. So
okay.
We just
How long ago did that happen, that accident?
Maybe a year.
All right. So you don't break up over this?
No.
All right. And then what happens? You guys continue to be together until when?
Probably like 2 months now.
You broke up 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So you stay together then for 10 months. All right. And during those 10 months, what did you do for a vehicle?
I had to go home back probably an hour and a half away to get my old car that I had back working. So I had to be traveling back and forth on the train, had to get it the title, had to get my registration, insurance, all that once again, because I don't have a vehicle. So.
Right. And did you have insurance on the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. And did the vehicle get fixed?
No, they
it
said
was
it
totaled
was
out?
Totaled out.
All right. So did the insurance company pay you the value of the totaling out?
It was an $8,000 loan left on the car. So when it got totaled out, my stepfather, who the insurance and the title was under, told me that all I needed to do was get the $500 deductible, which she did end
up paying. She paid you the $500
yes.
deductible. All right. And if she did that, then what? The insurance company paid it off to the bank.
Right. Everything was just...
So everything was
taken
care of.
And I was left with nothing. Right.
All right. Why are you suing her now?
Because she kept telling me that I'm going, whatever you get, I'll help you with the down payment. I'll help you get a car. Like, I have messages saying that she's going to help me get a car. It wasn't until she popped up with the car that I knew I was not going to get no money for no car.
When you say she popped up with a car, you mean it wasn't until the two of you broke up. Who broke up?
We had many issues. So it was like an on again, off again
Who broke
for
up?
Years.
She broke up with me.
Good idea, bad idea to loan your car to your boyfriend or girlfriend?
I wouldn't do this.
Why?
It's my car.
No, it's your car, but would you do it? Would you loan your car to your girlfriend?
Depends. How long have we been going out?
You've been going out 3 months.
Probably not.
Interesting. So it's a matter of time. What do you think?
I think you can't. You should loan it to. It should be a problem because you have enough trust in them.
If she wrecks your car...
Well, that's a different story.
No, it's not. It's the same story. It's just a bad result, but it's the same story.
Well, obviously, she should be...
The fact that you're stuttering answers it. Going inside the courtroom.
According to her, you now have a new car. You've been promising to help her buy a new car and that you didn't.
I promised her that I would help her get a new car.
How much were you supposed to pay?
We never discussed
the number.
You're not much of planners, are you? So what are you suing
still
for?
Together,
like you're suing
so.
For just, I'm going to sue for the statutory maximum? What's going on here? What
right.
do you think is going on here?
Honestly, when I explain the situation to other people, they say to me, they seem like she's jealous because I bought a new car. But honestly, deep down in my heart, I don't feel that way. I don't think of her. It's just a lot of negative things that I would hear about
I don't
the situation.
Think she's jealous. I think she's angry.
I think she's angry. But
right.
before I bought my new car, I remember me being in her bathroom and I said to her, Sheena, let's go get a car. I guess she thought I was joking or wasn't taking me serious, but she just left it alone, never spoke on it. And I'm like, I have the money now.
Why don't you just give her the money?
But I said to her, if you do get a car when you go home, let me know how much you pay for it and I'll see what I can work with basically to give to you.
Yeah, but don't you, but hold on a second.
Car.
Your whole obligation to give her anything comes from your guilt that, you know, you had the car and it got crashed while it was in your care. She
right.
says that she confronted you and told you that the accident was your fault and showed it to you.
She said the accident was my fault.
She was
right?
the same way.
So you were kind of doing that Michael Jackson moonwalk backwards and saying, well, maybe I just saw it differently.
I actually spoke to the insurance company and they didn't determine my fault. I spoke to them and when they said when the car got totaled out, nobody had to pay a deductible, nothing had to been paid. So technically speaking, she lied to me about the $500 deductible. When I spoke to State Farm, they never said that anybody had to pay
no
deductible.
No, there is no deductible if there's no repair.
Exactly, but I still
so
gave
you do with
$500
because
we were together.
This is what my stepfather told me. Mm-hmm. Him and my mother had a falling out over this. So I was like, Denise, we need this money. She was waitressing, so whenever she gave it to me, I gave it to my mother. What they did, that's on them because he bought the car. The car was in his name and so was my insurance. So whatever he told me is what I did. I related to her. When she gave it to me, I gave it to my mother.
But you know that when a car is totaled out, there's no deductible.
I didn't know. This was just all new to me. I've never
I didn't
been
know.
In an accident.
Do you know whether the $500 went to the uncle?
Because honestly,
Yeah, honestly. I virtually insist upon that when I put people under oath.
I don't think the whole $500 went to her stepfather.
Was this your stepfather's car? He was just putting it in his name for you because you
He gave it to me because I need a new car. The other car that I had has like...
So he didn't really incur a loss. It's really you who incurred a loss. I mean, unless he considered it his car.
I mean, maybe.
Did he consider it his car?
After this accident, we had a falling out after we haven't spoke up until he realized I was going to court and I needed the picture of the car.
Wow. You speak to your mother?
It's issues with them because of this too and other stuff.
Why because of this? It has to be other stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Is your stepfather here?
No, he actually lives in Florida.
Is your name on the vehicle at all?
No, his is.
Okay. Then we have a couple of legal things going on here that I need to explain to you. First of all, I can't sue for damage to Douglas's car any more than you can sue for damages to your stepfather's car. You could still sue somebody if they breach a contract. So your only possible theory on suing her is that you had a contract afterwards, an enforceable agreement that she was going to help you to get wheels again. A contract is offer and acceptance. Each side gives up something. I offer to paint Douglas's house. He offers to pay me $5,000 to do so. We're each promising to give up something. So each of us is counting on that, okay? It's a big house. Each of us is counting on that, right? So the only thing that makes a promise an enforceable contract is you going out and doing something as a result of it, which you responsibly didn't until you saw the cash from her, so you didn't. But that's just then an ex-girlfriend who said she'd do something and didn't. It's just not an enforceable contract in the eyes of the law. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this is your situation, but it's your situation, and my verdict has to be for the defendant. Good luck, folks.
Well, unfortunately for the plaintiff, your contract law just doesn't support your position, and so the judge had no choice but to rule for the defendant. Your feeling here coming out of the courtroom?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. You still have any feelings for her? No, that's over, too?
She's still my friend somewhat.
Mm-hmm. You let her drive your car ever again?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. All right. Right down this way. All right. Step on out here. And all right. Is there a joke going on?
No.
What's you smiling about something?
Her comment.
That what?
She's still my friend somewhat. It was no hard feelings ever. Mm-hmm. It never. So it was just like, okay, mm-hmm. Now I know.
You don't feel you owe her anything?
No. Honestly, I was going to still help her regardless of what was going to go on.
You going to?
Yeah.
Harvey?
Okay, Kurt, it's pretty simple. Since she doesn't own the car, she doesn't have legal standing to sue for the deductible. That'll do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the plaintiff, Lee Letourneau. He says he and his stepfather opened a fishing shop and rented the space from the defendant. They were successful for 10 years, but once his stepfather passed away, he decided to close down. The defendant refuses to return his security, even though the place is in better shape now than it ever was. They had such a good tenant-landlord relationship all those years, and it's sad people can be so darn money-hungry sometimes. He's suing for $5,000, the money he's owed. This is the defendant, Christopher Conlon. He says he and the plaintiff were friends for 10 years, so yes, this lawsuit is sad. The floors in the shop, however, are very worn, damaged, and stained. He has to replace them to re-rent the space, and that costs money. Plus, the place smells like live bait, and it has to be fumigated. He was willing to negotiate, but now that there's a lawsuit, all deals are off the table. He's accused of acting fishy.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case on the docket, the plaintiff and his stepdad owned a fishing shop and rented space from the defendant. Now, the stepdad died, and now the defendant won't give the plaintiff his security back. But the defendant says there was lots of damage. It's the case of something fishy.
Thank you, Douglas.
You're welcome.
Lee Letourneau?
Yes, Your Honor.
You are suing Christopher Conlon,
correct?
For $5,000, $3,000 of it your security deposit back, $2,000 overpayment of rent, and according to you, he refuses to give it back. According to you, you're entitled to it for damages. Tell me what happened.
My stepfather and I opened a shop, Fisherman's Paradise, 10 years ago. We leased space from the defendant. This last spring, my stepfather unfortunately passed.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. It was a family decision. We decided to close the business. I notified the defendant in November that we would be fulfilling the end of our lease in February, but we would not be renewing. We cleaned the place as best we could. I hired a contractor to come in, patch and paint the walls. The space was previously office space. There were various cubicles set up. The place was carpeted. The carpet was worn and torn in spots. We replaced the flooring with the vinyl tile floor, repainted everything, and it did not have a working sprinkler system. Parts of the electrical system were out of code. We had to bring them into code. Did not have any air conditioning, a hot water heater. When I left, I offered Mr. Conlon that I would leave the sprinkler system intact, the air conditioning, the water heater. I didn't ask for any compensation for it. I felt it could be used by the next tenant. We went through with a floor scrubber, the commercial floor scrubber, to clean the floors as best we could. It's a vinyl tile. There is some discoloration on the floor. I'm not denying that. But he has expressed that he feels it's not as a result of normal wear and tear. That's our disagreement.
Okay. May I see the pictures that you have?
Yes.
Now, you apparently overpaid the rent by accident?
Yes, ma'am.
How'd that happen?
The initial deposit that we left was $6,000. The breakdown of it at the time was $3,000 for security, $1,000 for the first month's rent, $2,000 for the last 2 months' rent. This being 10 years ago, when I notified Mr. Conlon we wouldn't be renewing the space, we also gave him a check for $3,600, which was the last 3 months, December, January, and February.
Okay.
And I realized he had been paid twice for the last 2 months.
For the last month, because you had already
paid. Last 2 months.
Oh, last 2 months,
yes,
that you had been paid. Okay. So while you're looking for those pictures, let me hear from you, Mr. Conlon. Why is it that you're keeping their money after 10 years? Were they good tenants?
They were very good tenants, yes.
Very good tenants. Yeah. Why is it you're keeping the $5,000, including $2,000 of an overpayment of rent?
So does the landlord get to keep the security deposit because of the fish smell?
I say no. You just don't. If you don't want it to smell like fish, don't rent a fish store.
That is certainly a point of view. You agree with that?
I agree. It depends. If depends on the lease terms. If it's
I thought you said it depends on the kind of fish it is. Salmon's okay, but not tuna. Is that the point?
Correct.
Okay, I get it. Okay, going inside the courtroom.
Yeah, they did say they overpaid the rent, which they did overpay, and they wanted all their security deposit back, the $3,000. I said they were entitled to, you know, I'll give them back their overpayment of rent. I didn't realize
that's big of you.
Well, I didn't realize that they overpaid.
I know, they didn't realize it either.
So, and I didn't.
Not,
and there was no, you know,
that
no
should have been, that check should have been written before anybody got here. Why wasn't that done? Like, at that moment, why didn't you just say, oops, yeah, we all made a mistake and send back the
well,
rent?
Well, because they had hired a lawyer, and the lawyer was threatening triple damages.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen. Nobody runs out and hires a lawyer unless they spot that there's a problem already.
We didn't realize the overpayment until the official lawsuit was claimed, and that came in
is
the
that
official
true?
Suit.
That no one realized the overpayment? When do you say you let him know about the overpayment?
We had discussed the $5,000 when we did the walkthrough April 12th.
And when did you hire a lawyer?
I had consulted with our family attorney maybe a week and a half after that, when Mr. Conlon told me that no one gets their full security deposit back. That never happens. That's not right. I left the space in substantially better condition than I received it.
Did you state the phrase, no one gets their entire security deposit back?
No. With the floors in this shape, they weren't going to get their entire security deposit back. And I have pictures and an estimate.
Yeah, let me see your pictures. Is it accurate that he put in a sprinkler system? He put in the
He put in a sprinkler over the heater system because the codes had changed in the past 10 years. He did do that.
Okay. And do you have the original lease?
I
or the last
have
lease?
I have the last.
I have a
do
copy.
You have the lease?
I have a copy of the original,
let me see
yes.
It. I mean, there's clearly, he can't rent it to somebody else with these floors. You understand that, right? He has to replace those floors because of the rust stains. His pictures are way better than yours at showing the rust stains.
He took them. I expect
yeah,
that.
I mean, that, you know, that's a problem. No other retailer is going to walk in and say, oh, I'd love to open up a shop here. These have to be replaced. Now, your estimate for replacing it is what, $6,000? Because this is a vinyl floor.
$4,400. And okay. I offered to split the cost.
And your estimate for replacing it is what?
My estimate was 16 and change.
I see your estimate?
Yes, ma'am.
See, I hear what you're saying about how, I left the place better than it was and all that. But he also has a right, maybe not to the amount he's keeping, to have those floors replaced because they are not something that's normal wear and tear. These are actual stains from something. Is this rust? What is it?
It rusts from under a freezer.
How many square feet is this?
1,000 square feet, Your Honor.
Is that accurate?
Accurate.
All right, so now, ever heard of Galaxy Discount Flooring Center?
No.
What's no preparation mean when they give you this quote?
There's no prep to be done. It's going to be laid down over the existing floor. The only thing that's on there now is the vinyl tile that's right on the concrete pad of the store.
Is that a normal way to do it?
He installed it, so I would assume so.
Do you have pictures of how it looked when he took it over 10 years ago?
No, I don't.
What was in there?
There was an insurance office in there with partitions and cubicles.
How old was the carpet that was in
there? It was relatively new because
I had it. How do you know? Did you install the carpet?
Yes, I did. That company Floors & More did.
Did you get another tenant in there?
Not yet.
Okay. Since the job can be done for about $1,600, I'm going to allow you to keep $1,600. I agree with you that that's not acceptable to turn them over that way. But that means that you need to return to the plaintiff the amount of $3,400 for the overpayment of the rent and the excess of security deposit. That's my judgment. Good luck, folks.
Thank you.
Well, you just got a $1,600 floor there, but nothing more. What's your reaction is?
They deserve their, overpayment of rent, and I tried to get that to them, but they hired an attorney. So
and that stopped you? You stopped? You
didn't want to stop, yeah.
But anyway, you have a $1,600 floor.
Yep.
You satisfied with that? They were
fine.
Great tenants, right?
They were great tenants, and I'm fine with that. And I hope they continue to support me in my restaurant business. So maybe they'll come down. Right. I'll buy them a drink.
All right. Very nice. All right. Right around this way. Okay, the bait guy.
Yes, sir.
All right. You satisfied how this comes out?
I am. Mm-hmm. We came here due to a dispute. Judge Maryland gave her decision. I respect her opinion, and I'm glad.
Well, it's pretty much what you wanted, right?
To a point. Unfortunately, we're now paying for a floor twice, but that's the judge's decision. Mm-hmm. I respect it.
Okay. Bait. What about bait? What are we fishing for out there?
Striped bass.
Got a fisherman there. Go back and
thank you very much.
Talk to the fisherman. Harvey?
So here's the standard operating procedure, Kurt. When you rent a place, you have to return it to the landlord in exactly the same condition, or basically the same condition, as you got it.